Speaker Dennis Hastert said today that the U.S. House of Representatives will shut down at the close of business today so that the buildings can be checked for anthrax. The House and adjacent office buildings will not reopen until Tuesday. Hastert made the announcement after officials said that 29 people in Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle's office tested positive for exposure to a particularly potent form of anthrax.
The decision that was triggered, it was the discussion this morning at the White House with the members of the Senate leadership and the Senate leadership of the House, 29 cases being discovered in Senator Daschle's office, and the discovery that this stuff has gotten into the ventilation system, it's going through the tunnels, it was into, you know, the system of those buildings, and also found in the mailroom in the Senate where packages have moved through. So to make sure that we can protect people's safety, we thought it was also prudent to do a complete sweep, an environmental sweep, and make sure that we can resume business on Tuesday.
NPR's David Wellna is at the Capitol. In recess until Tuesday, what are they going to do between now and then?
Well, Bob, they're going to pretty much clear out of here, and they're going to allow officials to come in and do what Hastert called an environmental sweep of the offices. He was asked what that entailed. He said, I am not an expert. I don't know what that means. But what we want to be sure of is that there are no traces of anthrax anywhere. And he mentioned the fact that they had found spores in the ventilation system in the building where Daschle's office is located. Of course, that area was closed off yesterday. 12 offices of senators were closed down because of that. 1,400 people were tested yesterday for the presence of anthrax spores. And as he mentioned, 29 people who were in Daschle's office were found to be positive. The Senate is meeting right now, and I expect they're going to make some announcement about what they're going to do next. So far, we know that the House, once they finish their business today in the chamber, are going to go home, and their offices will be closed as well.
So what is the atmosphere on Capitol Hill right now?
Things are extremely jumpy here. Hastert acknowledged when he was making this announcement that he had just received reports that a suspicious package was found in his office, not in the Capitol, but in the office building that's adjacent to the Capitol on the fourth floor. He had no idea what that was about, but it was one more element adding to the sense of jitteriness that's up here. And also, I think there's a feeling that they're in uncharted territory here and feeling their way about what to do next. Erring on the side of caution seems to be the watchword now.
Well, here it is mid-October. They have a lot of work to do before they adjourn for the end of the year.
They do. They haven't sent a single spending bill to the White House yet. There are 13 appropriations bills that have to be sent. One of the things they want to do before they leave today, the House, is to issue another continuing resolution that will help to fund the government, because we're past October 1st, the beginning of the fiscal year, and we still don't have authorization from Congress to spend money to keep the government going. They also want to finish work on some conference bills, including the anti-terrorism legislation that was approved by both the House and the Senate last week. They have to work out their differences on that before they can send it to the White House to be signed by President Bush. And they also want to make sure that there's some kind of an economic stimulus package.
NPR's David Wellman at the Capitol.